It's episode 267, and we've got plugins for easy back buttons, advanced backup features, featured image generators, automated WordPress download directories, and bulk editing for WooCommerce. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun, filled, exciting episode. Coming to you direct from my whirlwind tour of Puget Sound, I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, happy to be back in Canada. I forgot how much the food down in the States is so utterly fattening. Mm-hmm. I eat one meal and I don't need to eat for an entire day.
Where did you go?
I went down to Washington State, down to Seattle.
No, I had to eat.
No, not to eat. I have to eat while I'm down there, you know.
Yeah.
But when I go out to eat, you know, there's so much food is served when I pay for it. It's like, wow, that's like 2-3 meals for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so used to lighter servings on my food portions here. It's really amazes me every time I go to the States. I just forget.
Well, that's great that you had a good time. Right. The last 2 weeks, I did not have a good time.
Oh,
I was recovering from food poisoning, actually.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. And as you and I kind of talked off air before the show, it's you do a lot of thinking about yourself and what you do with yourself when you've got 103 fever and
absolutely.
You think you're going to die.
Absolutely.
So I'm happy to be back in the saddle, and it's been hell the last couple weeks, and I'm glad to be back, glad to be on the show, and glad to be bringing some really cool WordPress plugins for you this week.
And we've got the usual great show for you here today, and of course, the usual right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes at wppluginsa2z.com, and if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner, and if you're listening to us on iTunes, please stop in there and leave us a review. We greatly appreciate it and helps keep the show ranking high there.
Absolutely. Those reviews do help out. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z.
And, of course, a little bit of self-promotion. Don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I, myself, make a living helping people fix their site when it's broken. That is my specialty. If you've been hacked, cracked, or something else has gone wrong with your website, hey, feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can go to membershipcoach.com, check out the resources that we've got planned for training, advice, support to develop and grow your own profitable membership site. John, I will say I was accepted as a speaker for WordCamp Los Angeles.
Sweet.
And I will be talking about some of the things that I did to build the Membership Coach site and some membership site success stories out there. So just wanted to make people aware of those things.
Sweet. Makes me actually have to want to go down to WordCamp in L.A. then.
it's about in about a month. It's September 11th and 12th. I don't yet know what day that I'll be speaking, but I'll be there for both days. And I've got a lot of cool things that I've been putting together in terms of the slideshows and some of the different interactions and Q&A session graphics and things. So I'm really looking forward to it. As many podcasts as I've done, this is actually my first time ever speaking at a WordCamp.
Sweet.
So for me, it's a little strange, John. You know, when I first started out with computers, when I was like 13 years old, I used to give speeches and show software to auditoriums at a local college. And it was 400 or 500 people then.
Nice.
And it's kind of come full circle. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Sure. And don't forget to record it so we can tack it on to the end of a show.
Oh, that will be on WordPress.tv, my friend.
Yeah, but if you set out your iPhone while you record and record it.
Oh, that's right.
It makes a nice MP3 file that we can just tack on to the end of a show.
Okay. I'll have my wife do that.
All right. And, of course, we would like to thank our donors. And while we were away, Jez at Jez Web Party Limited donated $55 to the show. Thanks a lot, Jez. We greatly appreciate it. And he left a little note. The note is, keep up the good work, guys. Thank you for bringing to light new and interesting plugins each week. This donation is coming to you on behalf of one of our clients, Clements Air Conditioning at www.clementscare.com.au. So thanks a lot to you Aussies down there. We greatly appreciate you.
Yeah, outstanding. That donation goes to things like transcribing the show.
Brand new microphone you hear me from right now.
Yeah.
Which should come through much clearer, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. And some other things. So we're very, very thankful of these donations. And can I get on a soapbox for just a second
jump
about this donation thing?
Jump on the soapbox.
I got so many people that say, I love your podcasts, right? I love it. But what do you do to support it? That's the thing.
That's
look at yourself in the mirror and go, yeah, I love this. And, oh, boy, you've saved me tons of time. And, you know, I found that perfect plugin just thanks to you. And I get these Twitter messages all the time. My site's launched thanks to the cool plugins that Marcus found on WP Plugins A to Z. Donate.
Yes, donate.
Throw us $50. Come on.
We agree. I mean,
it really does help things out in terms of the show. John and I aren't millionaires from WordPress.
No, not yet.
We both struggle in life just as much as anybody else. So things like just a $50 donation, you wouldn't believe how far that goes. So I'd really, really appreciate it. If you haven't donated yet, if you want to consider it, doesn't have to be $50. If you want to send us $5, that's great.
Yeah.
But please do your part.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And also to let you know, the Patreon account will be coming. I haven't had a chance to deal with it over the last couple of weeks, but I will finish it up over the next week or so and get it launched in an upcoming show.
Great. So,
Patreon is coming. All right. And we do have a couple of interesting WordPress articles for everyone this week. There's a great article here from WordPress Web Security Fundamentals. It's called Learn Security for your Website. It is actually a great training seminar. I found it somewhere and followed through it, and it's some really great information on how the hacks happen on your website and how to prevent them. So check out the link in the show notes and sign up there and go through their audio-video stuff and learn a great bit about security for your website.
Outstanding. And then another piece of news is that the release candidate for WordPress 4.6 is already released. And it's expected to be released, I would say, within the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
And so we have a link in the show notes as to what's under the hood of WordPress 4.6. I think it's really worth checking out. A lot of different features. I have not had time to dig into them yet because I've been so ill. But I will. I definitely will. So check out the link in the show notes if you want to learn a little bit more about WordPress 4.6.
And it's a great article from BlogAid. She's a great writer and promoter of WordPress materials.
Yes.
Okay, and this week we do have a couple of speak pipes that came in from Jez at Jez Web Party, so we're just going to let him take it away. So off we go with the first one, Jez.
Hey, guys. It's Jez in Australia from Jez Web. Just thought I'd give a little shout-out to the Smart Crawl SEO plugin from WPMU. I know you guys appreciate a bit of their work, and I found it's a really nice, tidy, bit more minimalist plugin compared to Yoast, which Yoast and its new owner seem intent on junking up the WordPress dashboard with ads and all sorts of clutter, which annoys me no end. And I don't know, the whole traffic light thing I think is of dubious real use for SEO and possibly just gets people a bit too obsessed about how many times their keywords in a page or something. So yeah, I've been using it now for some months, most of this year probably, instead of Yoast, and really happy with it. It's one of many of the WPMU plugins we've used as standard. The Smush one's pretty awesome as well. I was delighted to know that they took over the Smush plugin, which was languishing for many years. So, yeah, keep up the great work, and thanks for all your plugin reviews. See ya.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jez. Greatly appreciate that comment. And yeah, that's an interesting plugin to look at. I haven't looked at it yet. Have you looked at that one, Marcus?
I have not, but I do love all WPMU stuff. Yeah. I will say, though, that he's right.
Yeah.
That Saeed Balki bought, I believe it, Monster Insights is what
Monster
he calls
Insights.
It, or something like that.
He's got the EOS now, yeah.
Yeah. I'm starting to get sick of it. And if you're interested in even knowing if you need an SEO plugin, 9 times out of 10, you don't. If you write good content and a lot of content in terms of the length, and it's all original, you're going to do just fine. You don't need all that crazy extra stuff. We used to go between All-in-One SEO and Yoast, and I'm kind of not seeing any benefit out of it lately. There's plenty of things that give you, the only benefit that I do see out of it is sometimes when I want to put the card in there, like the image card for social when I share it. And that's where Yoast has a good benefit. But otherwise, I don't really use it too much.
All right. And we have one more here from Jez. We'll let him take it away again.
Hey guys, it's Jez in Australia. Not sure if you might have reviewed Updraft, the backup plugin, but after many months of testing and deciding, we've sort of settled on that as our backup solution, and been really happy with it. It's actually pretty decent. Like, especially one thing that I didn't realize, like, it will run a backup immediately when you request to do any like updates. So if you trigger plugin updates, it goes, "No, hang on, run a backup," which is actually really handy because that's usually when things break. So yeah, if you have used it and loved it, great. If you haven't, well, definitely worth a look for those of us who are looking for a really robust backup plugin.
All right, Jez. Oh, thanks a lot. Well, you inspired me. I decided to review that one for this show, Jez, so you'll hear the review here in a bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll let you know how it goes. But yeah, thanks a lot. We greatly appreciate you dropping us a message there. And for those of you out there listening, hey, go to our website, hit the link in the bottom, leave us a speak pipe, leave us a message, tell us your favorite plugin, leave us a review, anything you want. We'll happily bring it up to the show and play it out for the world to hear.
Yeah, we used to get 5 or 6 of these a week, and it just seems to trail off. I don't know what the deal is with participation of this show, but
you
guys got to step it up out there. Come on, John and I are doing our jobs. It's time for you to do yours.
All right, well, that's pretty much all we got for the other stuff. I guess it's time to dive into the meat and potatoes, eh?
Let's roll.
Off we go. Okay. Well, the first plugin I've got this week was one that was sent in to us by Watcher upon Charita Wang Zhang Di at aum.im. Tough name. Sorry if I mangled it too badly. But it's called Featured Image Generator, and it's a really interesting plugin. This is a great one for finding featured images. And what it does for you is it creates a link in your featured image block to allow you to go to unsplash.com, where they have a great selection of images, and they're all licensed for there it goes, the brain just left me.
Non-commercial.
They're common. The Creative Commons license is what they've got. So you can pretty much use them any way you want for the most part, depending on the license. I didn't read it specifically, but being Creative Commons means you can use them in your posts. And it allows you to go through, search the upsplash.com website from your inside your WordPress admin, find the image you're looking for. I couldn't find zombies because that was the one I was looking for, but other stuff like running, hey, they had a great selection of them. They're decent images from medium quality to high quality, a lot of medium quality images, but it's a great way to add for more images when you're looking for that perfect featured image and you can't find it anywhere else. You don't want to have to go buy one. So check it out. It's a really great plugin. It was very smooth, very easy to set up. It allows you to adjust for thumbnail sizes when you download images. It downloads it to your site, inserts it as the featured image, and you could even insert it in your post once it's into your media library. So check it out. It's one of your great plugin, and because it's so easy and simple, I had to give this one a top 5 Dragon rating.
Nice. I didn't even know about that site. Interesting.
This was one that neither did I.
Hmm. Cool.
Gotta love our listeners out there who send stuff to us.
Yeah. Okay, so I was trying to find something to upload plugins to and create kind of a software directory of plugins that that I developed, right? And I wanted it to be able to organize all of the different plugins and yet also send out an alert because of the fact that I'm not putting them in the repository. I wanted an alert sent when I update a revision of one particular plugin. And so I found something called Download Directory, and it's pretty nice. It allows registered users to actually receive that update alert, and it's got a lot of cool features to it, but it doesn't do everything I'm looking for. But if you are looking for something in order to add software, whether you're doing this for a client or something of your own in terms of things that you develop, you should probably check this out. It's called Download Directory, and we gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That can be very useful to help you organize stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next plugin I've got here was another one sent in by a great listener, sent in by Venton Vetkov at ignitevisionbg.bg. And the plugin is called IV Guard. It is another security plugin, and currently it looks to be in beta. And you can sign up for it. It's a third-party software where you sign up and it connects the plugin to their system, and it starts to examine your site. As soon as you connect the plugin, the first thing it seems to do is makes a backup of your website. I wasn't certain where the backup went. I didn't quite find it in the dashboard. Their dashboard is still a little rough. It's not completely intuitive yet, but I imagine they're working through some of those bugs in it. At the moment, I couldn't find a pricing on it, so I assume while it's in beta, they're just throwing it out there for everyone to test, and they'll set pricing later, because I imagine this is going to be a service that's going to cost some money. It looks like you can add multiple sites to it and have multiple sites in the dashboard for monitoring and maintaining. It examines your site files, gives you warning if there's something wrong. I did find the section where it listed up the site files that it thought were problematic, and I found that several of what it listed as problematic were false positives. So at the moment, it's kind of a bit rough around the edges, but you might want to check it out if you're looking for a security plugin for your website. It's called IV Guard, and I give it a 3 Dragon rating.
Hmm, interesting. So, John, I was working with a conference plugin that I'm developing myself, and dependent on what sessions or category or speakers you were looking at, it was always hard to insert a back button that would get them back to where they happen to be from. And when you're putting things like speaker profiles and session profiles and things, it's just tougher. It's tougher to know where somebody was coming from or what their intent was. This plugin is called Back Button, and it does all of that intuitively, smart, and you can actually filter and navigate in terms of where it's allowed to go back and where it's not allowed to go back. So it's something I've been actually looking for a long time. It's called Back Button, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. It's always nice to have a decent back button to get yourself back where you were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The final plugin I've got here for you is Updraft, suggested by Jez at jezweb.com.au. Thanks, Jez. So this plugin here is a pretty decent backup plugin for those that need a straightforward backup plugin. I myself use BackWP Up because it allows me to do much more than just backup. With this plugin, though, you can set it to automatically backup your site daily, weekly, or monthly. You can have it store, of course, locally, FTP, Amazon S3, or even to Rackspace, or try to email you the file. But nowadays, the websites being upwards of 2 or 3 gigs, or in size, it's pretty hard to email that file. So you'd have to have a small WordPress website before you could email it. Now, one of the things Jez mentioned in his SpeakPipe was that when going to do an update of the plugins, it would automatically do a backup. I couldn't get it to trigger that. and I couldn't get it to show me any settings for that particular feature. So I'm not sure how that feature works, but it'd be a really cool feature to have. And if it works like that, fantastic thing to have for a backup. But other than that, it's a great plugin, very simple to use, very straightforward for the most part. Just your usual average good quality backup plugin, Updraft, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very good. And the final bit of action that I've got today for you on the show is called Bulk Edit WooCommerce. And we're all familiar with what bulk editing posts and pages are. And now you can do that with all of your products within WooCommerce. And you can change things like SKU, the catalog visibility, the stock visibility, the quantity, the price, sale price, things like that across the board. I tried it. It's very nice. It's got a lot of cool filter options too, that so you can pick specific types of products and categories that you want to bulk edit. You can edit things over a specific price, under a specific price, those kinds of things. Really handy when you've got a lot of products in your cart and you want to do some, I'm sorry, in your a lot of products in your store within WooCommerce, and you need to do a lot of quick editing of those products fast. There is a premium version of this, so I took 1 point off for this version's review, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Always important to be able to bulk edit, especially when you got products that go up and down in price at the same time.
Yeah, I think bulk edit and duplicate should be things that are stock in every kind of post type.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, this week up, I covered up featured image generator, which I gave a 5.2. IV Guard, which I gave a 3.2, and Updraft, which I gave a 4.2.
And I discussed Download Directory, which we gave a 4 out of 5. Back Button got a perfect 5 out of 5. And Bulk Edit WooCommerce, we just talked about that one, got a 4 out of 5.
And a little bit of promotions for my beautiful wife, Skye, who is writing again. She put up another great great story up on her website at runnersky.ca. So go check out her articles, her posts. And if you're into Tough Mudder, she's got a great training program she's building there to show people what you need to do for training. And if you happen to be in a Tough Mudder and you want to do the race in September in Seattle area, send me an email so I can connect you up with her. She needs more teammates to get through the Tough Mudder race. So anyway, that's all I got. Check out runnersky.ca.
Great. And make sure you go to membershipcoach.com. I am going to be raising the prices significantly. The people that got in early, what a nice guy am I, John. The guys who just paid for an annual subscription, I just said, I'm going to make you lifetime.
Oh, beautiful, man.
How about that? I mean, that's how nice I am. It's not, I'll be honest with you, it's not gotten the traction that I thought it would.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten the full volume that I expected based on the audience and based on the interest level that people showed me initially. When I had a sign-up list, I had, you know, hundreds of people that signed up for the list, and it's just not the case in terms of the transition. So if you're interested at all in joining a membership program that teaches you how to make a membership site, if you're a developer and you want to learn how to do this for clients, you're stupid if you don't do this. I'm going to teach you how to get clients that will be recurring forever. You will get tons of work out of this kind of thing. And I've put guides together. I've put did you take a look at the ebook that I put together, John?
I skimmed through it. I haven't had time to read it.
It's like, what, 30 pages?
Yeah, it's quite good.
Step by step on what it is that you're supposed to do and the mistakes and all of that stuff. I mean, that's just one portion of it. And I really think people are doing a disservice to themselves if they don't sign up. So please go over to membershipcoach.com. I got about another week left before I'm going to really raise the price, and then I'm going to start doing Facebook ads. I was really hoping that I could lean on my own audience to help drive membership to that site. And so far, I've been kind of let down, just like the donations. So go over to membershipcoach.com.
Okay, and just some usual reminders. Don't forget, you can stop in at the iTunes store. Leave us a review there. We greatly appreciate it. It helps keep us ranking high in that area. And if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit the little thumbs up button in the corner or stop in on their website and leave us a review or comment on their website.
Absolutely. Those all help out immensely. We do appreciate that. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!